Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. This is episode 14. Hey guys, welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 14. I just want to say before we begin, thank you, techie community, for listening and checking out the show, telling your friends, and visiting the website, technologyequality.com. I can't believe the stats on the show. In the short time that we've relaunched, you guys have grown this far beyond what I could have imagined even this far. I just say thanks. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Episode 14. I am so excited to introduce to you guys my guest and friend, a blogger and fellow podcaster who delivers thought-provoking commentary with a gridiron fist on his podcast, founder and CEO of B-Unit Social 101, Mr. Alvin J. Waters Jr. Alvin, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm honored to join as well, Lori, and honored that you found my information pretty compelling.
Certainly. You know, as I mentioned in our quick pre-interview chat, it was the information in your mission statement that really stood out to me. So, Alvin, tell us a story of how it was that you once saw the future before B-Unit Social became your reality.
Well, absolutely, and that's a good question. What really inspired me to do this, it's funny because it kind of happened to me by accident. You know, I'm one of those people where, you know, I was fresh out of college in 2011, and, you know, I've tried to make it into multiple industries, you know, starting from the insurance industry on the property and casualty end. I even did an internship, and I think that was one of the components because I was on an internship with a Fortune 500 insurance company. And what I was doing was I was doing a market research project with about 8 interns. And what we were doing was we were researching to determine what other companies were doing for social media. So there was about 6 groups, if I could remember. And my group was researching the hospitality and the travel and hospitality industry. And I believe another group was doing financial services, another one was doing technology, and someone else, I think, was doing the insurance industry. So we were all pulling our heads together to determine what they were doing to implement their brand. And our objective was to determine, you know, the best possible solution that the company could use. And the thing about this internship was this company is a company that is not known to advertise on TV. Like, you know, most insurance companies, you see them on TV all the time. This particular one didn't. So that was a component of, you know, what inspired me to get into this venture. But just out of college, you know, I was just one of those people just trying to find my way, just could not find, you know, that right opportunity for me. And it's funny because I was on LinkedIn reading a bunch of different articles, and I was commenting like crazy, and my comments were just getting long-winded. I was getting like a tidal wave of likes on those comments. So who knew this person on this the mother of this young lady from Boston, Massachusetts, who actually is running a website called writerbeat.com, which is where one of my blogs are. She inboxed me on LinkedIn and said, she said, you know, I really liked your comment on a recent post that, you know, that both of us commented on. And the funny thing was, I didn't even remember what post it was. That's the funny thing about that. So
don't you love that when you start actually being active online, you post to so many things and somebody will mention or touch base with you on one of them and you're like, I have no idea where that went or what it was that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Please refresh my memory. So it's always great that things link back to those. So anyhow, my apologies, God.
Oh, no problem. But then it led to actually, prior to the podcast that I have on my site, me and my 2 friends from high school, we did a previous podcast because me and them are, you know, we're like diehard NFL fans. And we were at a party, and it's like, I mean, my goodness, my friends were like just annoying the crap out of me arguing over Teams. And I was like, you know, why don't you guys do a YouTube video on this? You know, your long-winded arguments are going to get ratings. And it's funny because I was just joking about it, but then who knew? We moved forward with the idea, and we actually we were only able to do two episodes of it because, I mean, our schedules were all different. But it was incredible though, because we got in the heated debates on it. And actually, this is actually a good time for me to say that I'm going to be bringing that podcast actually back onto my page. I'm going to be donating some of my bandwidth to my friends to let them use it. But the podcast is called Gridiron West, and we do you know, thought-provoking commentary, kind of the same angle that I do. Mainly on the NFC and AFC West, because one of my friends is a 49ers fan, and me and my other friend are Rams fans, so it's like a two against one type of deal. So I am going to be bringing that back because it's just huge. But then the idea just finally came to my head, why not combine my blogs with my podcast? Because it's something, the fact that I think when I do my blogs or my podcasts, my overall objective is to focus on things that the media doesn't focus on, mainly in business news. One of the things that really got me going on this was the fact that our news keeps reporting the unemployment numbers. They keep saying that it's getting better, and they keep rallying up. Those are one of the things that I was commenting on. So it just kind of caught my eye. Why not read other people's comments on a lot of these posts and just kind of get, because the people that comment on these posts, they give real life stories. I'm going to give you a perfect example, actually. When I was reading a post regarding the unemployment numbers, they were like, there was a bunch of people, like, they were talking about how the labor participation has gone down. So now I was getting a bunch of people who were commenting and saying, well, the only reason I'm not participating in the labor market is because my phone was shut off, my internet was shut off, I'm literally going to lose my home tomorrow. So these were the type of things that I was bringing onto my podcast. And of course, I left their names anonymous. But so that's an overall story of what inspired me to do this. And the vision that I really saw was, I could definitely see myself building a lot of traffic, which I am on Twitter. I mean, every day I'm getting new followers, which is incredible. That's where I'm getting the bulk of my traffic. I mean, I'm already at 700 and still growing. And the vision that I see is getting enough traffic, hopefully to make enough revenue on advertising. And I did a business model actually where if I have up to like 10 pages underneath this entity, I can possibly make six figures if I push this.
Right, definitely. And that's the great thing about the internet. You know, if you follow through as you had done, you know, you're taking these two pieces of what you're already doing, which is precisely what I'm attempting to explain to our audience here. You took two things that you're already doing on a daily basis that you were clearly passionate about. You were able to take both of those things, think about how you could come up with a profitable business idea, and then begin implementing those steps to take yourself down this path. And that is so instrumental for everyone to understand that it's not that you come up with some sort of grand business scheme initially and then begin enacting it necessarily. A lot of the time, an entrepreneur starts their journey from something they've already been doing. And it just so happens that they found a way to help other people and to do something, you know, in the sense of sponsorship or advertising and things to that effect, that they can go ahead and begin monetizing whatever that activity is into an actual business for themselves. So Alvin, thank you. That's an awesome story.
No, well, I'm happy to share it.
That's what we're looking for. We love it when people share stories. So, you know, what is it that you would state a prospective entrepreneur should take into consideration prior to taking the leap into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, that's definitely a good question because I would say number one is, there's nothing wrong with starting out, working, your regular 9-to-5 job. Well, in this case, the 9-to-5 days are, not really the new normal. Some people like myself, of course, work at night, but there's nothing wrong with starting off with that on the side because that's what my grandfather did. You know, my grandfather, when he came out to California in, I would say around the 1950s, and, he was working for, he was a machinist for a company that made copper wire, and he did that for years, had a steady paycheck. And he was inspired to, start a business on the side, and he actually did landscaping. He did that on the side for a while, and this was before social media was, before even computers were made, and he got into this landscape business, and it just took off like no other. He got his business in a local paper, neighbors saw his work, and it was just word of mouth marketing, and his business exploded. It was to the point where he was able, he didn't even have to work at his other job anymore. And he was just doing the landscaping for years, and it just took off. So it inspired. So the reason why I share that is because my perspective is there's nothing wrong with starting off with having a job on the side. Like, I'm still working my job as of right now. I work in the restaurant industry as a, as a manager. And I would say keep that steady paycheck going until your business takes off. And once it takes off, then, you need to, then definitely, it's okay as long as you could forecast the stability in your company, as long as your profits are exploding, then leave your regular job. But a lot of entrepreneurs make the mistakes of, and I know, I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun on you to the next question. But
no worries.
They make the biggest mistake of just quitting their job, no business plan, and then they end up failing and making no money. And, and it's funny because an entrepreneur, it's not limited to just starting a business. You could be like a 1099 insurance agent on the life or property and casualty, and you could be a commissioned salesperson like in solar or in pest control, that type of thing. People make the mistake of going into that without a plan, and they don't project their lean period. So that's one of the things they should take into consideration. Another thing is they definitely need to weed out the naysayers. There's so many people that just come in and just tell them, well, why are you going to do this? You're young, you're this, you're that. Weed them out. There's going to be so many naysayers. And, I interviewed somebody else on a podcast who's also an entrepreneur who's doing extremely well for herself. The one thing that she said was at the end of the day, all the naysayers are not going to pay your bills. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. There's going to be so many people telling you that you can't do it, but that's something that you should use as fuel to just keep going forward, because that's something that you just have to use for motivation. And another thing too is you always want to be planning ahead. You always want to be seeing what other companies are doing. Like good example, I'm seeing what other companies are doing, which it's funny because after doing an 100-mile bike ride out here in Southern California, an idea popped up into my head to, develop a social media idea involving podcasting. So see right there, innovation is one of the key things to surviving. So I definitely say that's something entrepreneurs should take into consideration prior to taking that leap.
Definitely. I love that. And I hope the audience is really pulling, two major pieces out of what you just said. First off, there are too many people who surround entrepreneurs throughout this journey who will tell you that what you're doing is ridiculous or that they don't understand what it is in the first place, you know, and they're not going to have too many positive things to say simply because they have absolutely no idea what it is that's going on, you know, with what you're doing. If they've never done it, if they've never podcasted, if they've never attempted to do, you know, an online business format, it's something that's very difficult to, you know, to comprehend, as it was for any of us who are starting online businesses. I'm sure you all remember when you were starting up, or, you know, as you're starting up right now, there's a lot of confusing things that take time to research and figure out fully so that you have a full understanding, because there's, you know, there's courses out there and webinars and so forth and so on, but, you know, until you've gone through those things, it can be a very confusing world. So weed out those naysayers, you know, that's a huge point. And then to bring it back just a little bit further to what you were saying before, having a plan, you know, and it's something that I know I've put it in a blog, whether or not it's published at this point, I don't know. It's probably in a draft form right now. But it's one of those moments where even someone who has won the lottery can easily go broke. Why? Because only those who have a plan will maintain wealth once it's achieved.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is that you achieve in life, if you don't have a plan to maintain it in the end, you're going to lose it all. Or, you know, not necessarily that you're going to, but that there's a strong possibility that moments or surprises, as there are in everyone's life, can really turn things around for you. So thank you, Evan. Those were two really great points, and I just wanted to make sure that the audience really was hearing both of those. So, you know, you've gone out and you've really found the pain in your industry or in your niche of spreading information that is not necessarily talked about on a regular basis. And finding a niche is something that is really, really hard in the beginning, as you know. You know, you stumbled into your idea and it derived from things that you were doing on a regular basis. But the show, you know, this show, our show, is designed to help entrepreneurs come up with ideas for new innovative companies to help solve the pain in an industry that they may not have even thought of, such as podcasters and bloggers, much like ourselves. So we want to go ahead and help you, Alvin. And this is a doozy, so take a moment if you'd like. But if you had a magic wand and could change anything at all in your business, what would it be? And why? We want to know how this pain impacts your business on a day-to-day basis.
I would say that question definitely kind of stumps me. I guess the only thing that I could think of that maybe I would have changed in my business, I mean, given the fact that I'm doing all this on the internet, I would say the only thing that I probably would have really changed was really me knowing a specialized trade. In other words, like just knowing, because I know that when you're dealing with stuff on the internet, one of the key things to really standing out is knowing coding, knowing just kind of being an expert. And I mean, I know it's kind of silly of me to say this because, I mean, we all know that, you know, Steve Jobs with his creation, you know, he didn't know everything about computers or anything like that. He had people in his corner. I would say one of the things that I probably would have done starting out was maybe have people who are experts at, you know, programming or building web pages. Thank goodness my coworker who, you know, unfortunately has, you know, been one of those people in the job market that just can't find a job in the skilled trade. I happened to find him. I think I would have had somebody like him in my corner because I definitely think that this business would have exploded even more if I had somebody like that in my corner. And I would definitely say another thing that I probably would have changed too. I probably would have had my traffic where I wanted it to be before I started the business. I think that's one of the things that I would have changed. And, you know, it happens. And I think that this is a good thing for all the listeners to hear is you're going to do something like that. You build your traffic first, then build the page. But at least, you know, at least I do have a following. I get a great deal of reviews on my podcast. A lot of people say that it's thought provoking. So I would definitely say that that's the one thing that I would have changed. I think another thing too is I wouldn't have tried to wear so many hats. You know, I'm wearing the hats of building the page myself. I'm wearing the hats of graphic design. I think one of the things that I just would have done was just raise my hand and say, you know what? It wouldn't hurt for me to just ask for help. I mean, I think that my page looks pretty good for, you know, me just doing it by myself. But I just think that I just would have just reached out and just asked for help. Because, I mean, I can't be an expert at everything. I can't be the accountant. I can't be the, you know, the sales manager. I can't be the admin. I mean, I just have to accept that down the road, at some point in time, I'm going to need help. And it's funny that you asked that because my current coworkers are actually, I mean, they're like just throwing ideas at me of how to make my business take off. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Like just how motivated they are to help me. And the good thing was when I started my LLC, like usually when you start an LLC, I don't know if you know this or not, but they ask you a question of, do you plan on, you know, hiring employees within a year or so, or want to have it set where you're ready to hire employees? So I just said that I'm not certain when I'm going to hire employees, but I intend to do that in the future. I just said it to that because the way that I would start it out was I would hire interns. That's what I would do. I would hire unpaid interns, of course. But the idea is I would have what's called a think tank. And what I would do is like whichever intern comes up with an idea that helps make my company a profit, the incentive for that would be, number one, they would get a cut of the annual profit. Number two, they would be able to become an official partner of my company. I already have the certificates ready for anybody who I'm ready to bring on to my company because, you know, it's one of those things where they help my company take off. And they make profits. I mean, this is somebody that I would not want to pass up as a partner, and they would get the full credit for their idea too. So that would be the incentive for people to intern with me. And it could be a college student, it could be somebody out of high school. But I think another thing, now this isn't directly tied into the question, but I was inspired from listening to another podcast actually, because I'm actually a huge WWE fan. I listened to Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast, actually. One of the things that he was talking to the former owner of the company ECW, not sure if you heard of him, but what he did, you know, this is a much older guy. He has a successful website. What he did was he tapped into the younger generation to get ideas. There's so many things that people 10 years younger than me, 4 years younger than me, know better than me. That's pretty much picking their brain for ideas because I don't want to come off as that narcissistic CEO that thinks that he knows everything, because the fact of the matter is I don't. So that is why I'm picking their brain for ideas. You know, when I was facilitating the social media for the restaurant that I work at, they were throwing out ideas and I was just open to it. So anytime that a younger person who knows more about the culture, like another guy was throwing out ideas for how other fan pages for video game sites are successful, I listened to him. I didn't shoot him down because he's a video gamer. I haven't played video games in 2 years, but I love them. But the point is, listen to the people who are experts. Because just because you're starting up a company, it doesn't make you an expert in everything. So I'm sorry. I'm just like, I just get so passionate when I begin sharing this kind of information.
Certainly. No, definitely. And that's what we love. That's what we're looking for. I love it when my guests are able to open up. I'd love for you to share the best way for our listeners to find you.
Absolutely. You know, the best way to find me is on Twitter. That's where most of my followers find me. I post my podcasts and my blog. Basically, the best way to find me, just type in the search on Twitter, AJW at B Unit Social 101. That is the best way to find me. I'm also on Facebook as well. You can't miss me. I have a banner with a black background and purple and yellow lettering. You can't miss it. It's the 101 freeway sign. It will not be hard to find me at all. You can also find my podcast on podomatic.com as well. The podcast is called B Unit Chat 101. Again, you'll find the 101 freeway sign, so that is just an easy way to spot me. You can also find me on, if you are a subscriber, on writerbeat.com. That is where I blog, and that is where you will find some thought-provoking commenters. The debates get heated. It's something that is totally worth reading. I also blog on WordPress as well, so I am all over the place, and my social media presence is going to continue to grow. For those of you who have already listened to my podcast, I definitely thank you for that. There's more to come. You'll also be finding Gridiron West on my page as well. And I definitely look forward to hearing a lot of people's thoughts and feedback on that. So that's the best way to find me.
Alvin, thank you so much for joining us again today. I know both myself and my audience really appreciate you diving into your story of how you're developing B Unit Social 101. From an internship to a hobby to a business. I hope you guys understand why it is I found so much value in this conversation and really wanted to share it with you guys so you understand people come from all walks of life. Your formula may be different. It may look differently than the next person's, but it's still the same. Hard work, perseverance, and focus, guys. Don't forget to reach out to Alvin at B Unit Social 101. He can be found on Twitter, Facebook, or WordPress. You can also check him out on our show notes page at technologyequality.com/Alvin J. Waters. Thank you again for joining me, everyone. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.